But back to Campus Inn. I'm not going to let Gerald stick me with those scissors now. I believe I like the pressure better. Anyway, Mr. Mabin called up because the dean had this letter and said that he would like to come up and talk to me. I said, oh, no, this was for a fraternity that I was interested in. He says, well, it'll be like a fraternity, and you'll do this, and you'll do that, and you'll make more money, and let me come up there and talk to you. Very persuasive little man. And so, of course, Zach Jr. was against it. Oh, boy, he didn't want his mama working. He didn't have to work, and so forth and so on. Mr. Big Man, he was about 22 years old, and had taken over his daddy's law office, and was doing quite well, of course, but anyway. Mr. Mabin came up and we had him for dinner. And Zach Jr. was very much impressed with him. He said, well, Mama, you won't stay down that 2 months. You know how you are about drinking and cussing and all that. I said, well, I tell you what. If those boys can show me anything you and your pals haven't already shown me, I'm going down there to check them out. See what it is. Well, you'll be home in 2 months. Well, if he hadn't told me that, probably I would. But I thought, no, darn it. I rolled my sleeves up and went to battle. I wasn't going back. Rosemary was down here. Ada was down. No, Ada came down. She transferred from Mercer. Little Oliver was here. Billy and David were over there. Colin Phelps. I mean, I had a whole... And Patsy Calhoun.
No, she wasn't there then.
She came after I went to the ATO house. Yeah. By the way, she's fair. You know anything about Patsy Calhoun? You remember her? She was older than you.
I certainly remember her name. I'd recognize her.
She was in the band. Sure,
you
know something.
Well, yeah, the only thing, Elva, you should have saved some of those liberals with all that stuff that was in there about Patsy.
Anyway, go on to the
stage.
I'll tell you about some of that stuff in the
liberal
song.
Well, it ended up I did take the job and came down here. But it was just a challenge. It was something different. I didn't want to stay at home without Zach. Cockwood was as dull as dishwater. Besides, every time I'd go downtown, maybe I'd have it off my mind. Remember, I went through a terrible shock. And I'd see one of his friends, and immediately, their face would get about this long, and then say, oh, Juanita, how are you? Immediately I think, oh, I'm in terrible shape. And there was his name up there, PZ Gill, attorney at law. I saw that every time I went downtown. Every time I looked over the courthouse, I expected to see him walking out the door. It was just bad.
How long have you been dead?
He died in 51. And meantime, I had gone to Savannah and stayed over there a year with his sister and worked over there, which is another whole story. I worked for a woman. I won't ever do that again. That was quite an experience. But Ada had graduated from high school. We had a station wagon. I took her to Macon with all her clothes. I unloaded her and got her settled. Came back to Carpwood, put my clothes, which were already packed up, didn't even spend the night there, and came on to FSU, to Campus Inn, and stayed there 2 years, and the ATOs offered me that job over there. And so I went over there. But there, oh, at Campus Inn, all the fraternities said we had us a little fraternity going, and we really did. But it was all different fraternities were represented there. Like Charlie Dean and Brother, one was an SA and one was a KA, but they formed a fast friendship that's always held there. And I had some rough boys